Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down. And we've become what Paul calls one new man. One new man in Messiah. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is another Jewish woman that is red hot for the Messiah, but she's been really red hot for God most of her life. She was raised in an observant Jewish home in New York City. Sharon Allen, does that mean that you followed the festivals, you kept Shabbat, you kept kosher? What was your family life like?
Well, we kept the commandments from the Torah, biblical commandments, but we also kept the rabbinical commandments. Those were the commandments that the rabbis added to the original 613 positive and negative commandments to try to protect the original commandments. So they added rabbinical commandments that we followed.
Now, what did Judaism mean to you growing up?
Well, for me, it meant following God's ways. And by following God's ways, we were showing our love and devotion to God. So we followed his commandments. And for me, Judaism was the truth. It was the only way to relate to the one true God.
Okay, you did what a nice Jewish girl should do. You married a Jewish man. You had a child.
Yes.
And it did not work out too well. What happened?
That's right. We were married in the Orthodox tradition. And then a few years later, we did get a divorce. We had to get a Jewish divorce, which is called a get. And then this get, this Jewish divorce, then enables the couple to remarry other Orthodox Jewish people once again in an Orthodox ceremony.
So tell me, you get your divorce and you decide to change locations, and you went as far west as you could go. You went to California.
Yes.
You got involved in the real estate business. And, I mean, real estate's booming today. How was it back then?
Well, it was wonderful. It was in the 1970s, and everybody seemed to be getting a real estate license because there was this huge real estate boom happening. And so I got my real estate license, and we had moved to the Orange County area. I had brought my parents out to be with me. And at the time, my real estate license was in a company that was owned by a gentleman by the name of Ron Allen, who would later become my husband. When I first met Ron, we got to know each other. Of course, everybody who meets me knows that I'm Jewish. And, of course, at the time, everyone knew my Jewish ways. And my daughter and I were involved in a synagogue because when you're an Orthodox Jewish person, your life revolves around the synagogue. And the only thing that my husband, or he wasn't my husband at the time, but when I first met Ron, the only thing that Ron had ever told me was that he was a Protestant. He never mentioned church. He never mentioned Christianity. He never mentioned the name Jesus. If he had, I would have run in the other direction. But all he ever said was that he was a Protestant. Actually, business was his religion at the time. He was a very successful businessman. And so we started dating. And he became more and more involved in our Jewish ways. In fact, every time he would see my parents, my mother would say, oh, he's so Hamisha, which means, you know, he's so comfortable to be with. And little by little, Ron became more and more involved with our family and with the synagogue.
So you eventually got married and you became very, very active, as you just said, with the synagogue. What kind of synagogue was it?
We were involved with Chabad of Irvine Jewish Center. Lubavitch, Orthodox.
For those that don't know about the Lubavitch or Chabad, tell us just a little bit about it.
Chabad synagogues observe the Torah very strictly and rabbinical law very strictly. And even those who are not raised in such a strict manner, somehow or other, many of the families who maybe are not so familiar with Orthodox ways, they want to join a Chabad synagogue because it's a way that they feel comfortable that maybe they're not observing all the Yiddishkeit, which are Jewish life, but by being in an Orthodox synagogue, they feel like they're linking up to the one true God. So that is why in the Chabad of today we have a modern Chabad attitude where we're very open to all Jewish families in the community.
Okay, so Ron, your husband, is so Hamisha, but he's not Jewish. So obviously you make plans for his conversion. How did that go?
Well, you know, it was interesting because when I married Ron, he actually adopted Elisa, and my daughter, Elisa. And in the adoption papers, it actually stipulated that he would raise Elisa Jewish. So we are living a Jewish life, and it did become, you know, very obvious to everyone, including Ron, that, you know, he is ready to have what is called a kosher conversion, which is considered an Orthodox conversion. And so, you know, at this particular time, it was this particular morning, and I just, in a very nonchalant voice, said, well, you know, Ron, there are basically three ceremonies that you'll be doing to actually have this kosher conversion, this Orthodox conversion, and we wanted an Orthodox conversion as opposed to a Reform or conservative conversion, because when it's an Orthodox conversion, it's accepted in all the countries, and especially it's accepted in Israel. So at the time, we felt, well, the kosher conversion, the Orthodox conversion, is the only way to go. And so the first ceremony, when a person wants to be converted to Judaism, is a mikveh. They are immersed, water immersion into a mikveh, which is similar to a baptism. But the water immersion into a mikveh is for purification and for identification with the Jewish people. And of course, Ron was fine with that. And then the second ceremony, and this is for a man who wants to be converted to Judaism. The second ceremony would be circumcision. Now, in the case of my husband, who was already circumcised as a baby, and for all men who want to have an Orthodox conversion, who have already been circumcised, like my husband, when they were babies, what the rabbis do is they just draw a little bit of blood, and it's symbolic. And Ron was fine with that, and because it's biblical. And then the next ceremony that I explained to Ron would be that he would appear before a Bet Din, a council of rabbis, a rabbinical court. And he would appear before this Bet Din, and he would renounce whatever he believed in before. Now, I'm not sure if this is necessary for a Reform conversion or a conservative conversion, but it is very important to do this for an Orthodox conversion. And so I in a very matter-of-fact way, I said to my husband, well, I guess because, you know, you've said you're Protestant, I guess you'll renounce that man. And because Orthodox Jewish people, we don't say the name of Jesus. We say that man. And so I said to Ron, well, I guess you'll renounce that man. And he looked at me, and he said, I don't think I can do that. And I was shocked. And I said, what do you mean you can't do that? I mean, I it was a horror for me because, you know, here we are. We're living a Jewish life. Our daughter is going to Hebrew Academy. I mean, there are Jewish fathers who don't send their children to yeshiva. And our daughter is going to yeshiva. Our home is used for Jewish outreach. In other words, when the synagogue wanted to bring in the people, the Jewish families from the community who may not be involved in a synagogue, we would open our home. We'd have different activities. One was like a flower arranging show, and we had it for the ladies. And I was driving the
Sharon, though, If he is not going to renounce, as you say, that man, as I'll say, Jesus, so what's going to happen with this conversion? He can't convert.
Well, I was in shock, and I ran into Elisa, Elisa's room. I said, you're not going to believe this. Your father says he can't renounce that man. And then in a moment, I had a thought. I'll just go and read my Jewish Bible. And I figured it wouldn't take long. I'd begin to read a page one. I'll read a couple of...
I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. Mishpucha, Sharon's testimony is in my book, They Thought for Themselves. If you recall, I had a dream. I've only had a few dreams in my life in which God himself came to me. And he said more Jewish people would come to know him through this book than anything I'd ever done. And this has proven to be true. We have over 500,000 of these books in print, most of them in Russian, distributed systematically to Jewish households throughout the entire former Soviet Union. Right now, we're working in the area of Siberia. We have the names and addresses of Jewish people, and we drop this in the mail. It's 10 fascinating stories from Jewish people from every walk of life. And they had one thing in common. They thought for themselves about that man, Yeshua. And Jewish people are reading this cover to cover because they're fascinating stories. And they're getting the facts as to why Jesus is, in fact, the Jewish Messiah. We're going to make this book available as a love gift to you, for a love gift of any size. I want you to read it yourself, learn about Jewish people that have come to faith in Messiah, and then give it to the Jewish person that God himself is going to have cross your path. We're believing God for the finances because we're debt-free as a ministry. To pour finances into programs to reach Jewish people with the gospel. This week, I'm going to ask you to give a donation to reach souls. He who wins souls is wise. And order the book as my gift to you, They Thought for Themselves. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.